This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a great looking Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is the beginning of the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. I really love that Rob Schulte of the Top Cats stopped by. And I hope those of you who have been through the process of realizing that you're an alcoholic and you quit drinking, I hope Rob's story reassured you and reminded you. And of course, you know this, but reminded you that you're not alone. And there are a lot of other people who deal with this. A lot of people who quit drinking can't be around it. They don't want to go to bars. They don't want to be around people who drink. My brother Miles is an alcoholic, and I have so much love and respect for him because my brother was in a really, really bad place. And he had the courage to face it. And he faced it, and he is sober, and he is sponsoring people and helping a lot of people today. And I'm so proud of him. And, you know, he and I are different. He takes one drink. Well, he explained it this way. One drink is too many and 33 isn't enough. And even when I was drinking a lot to get away from myself, because I was going through a tough time and I didn't like me. And I was drinking to hide from me. And I thought I was an alcoholic, but I realized I wasn't. I can have a couple of drinks and then quit. But I did make the decision to drink more than I should. And because of that, I just decided that, you know, I don't need to drink right now. So I'm not drinking. I don't criticize any of you for drinking. If that's something that you do and you do it responsibly, go for it. I don't have any problem with that at all. So I'm not like lecturing you or anything like that. And please don't think that I think you're less of a person because you drink, because that's not it. Now, if you are an alcoholic, I hope you face that reality, because ultimately you're going to get into trouble. And one of the things that can happen is, you know, your body can reject what you're doing, and you can't live a long, healthy life. And let's say you're in your 30s and you think you might be an alcoholic. You know, you're destroying your body. I mean, John Bonham, the great drummer of Led Zeppelin, died. I think he was 40 years old. That's really, really young. And if you drink too much, that can happen to you. You have one liver, and your liver is tremendously impacted by your drinking. So again, I'm not trying to lecture you, but if you are an alcoholic, it's something that you need to deal with. If you drink socially, even if you get drunk sometimes, that's okay, as long as you don't drink and drive. So I'm not critical of anybody who drinks. I just made the decision for me that, you know, I don't really want to drink, and that doesn't mean that I'm not going to have a glass of wine or two at some point, but I don't particularly like the feeling anymore now that I've kind of gotten away from it, and I just don't. But that's a choice. But again, I'm not being critical of any of you who do that. But you know, if you are sneaking, the drinking, if you're hiding it from loved ones or from work, then that's a problem. And if you're getting away with it, that can be a problem too, because you feel like, you know, you feel like you've got it under control because you can get away with it, but you can't. And you know, if you're drinking too much, I mean, you know, people who drink too much, they know it. And I wanted Rob to come on to just be an example of how you can deal with it. And he seems to be prouder every day of who he is. And at first he did it for his family and those around him. And then he realized he was doing it for himself. And I would recommend that you do it for yourself too. And like so many of the rockers who have quit, they talk about how great life is after. There's total life after drinking. And they talk about how great it is to be on stage, how they're present. Rob talked about that as well, that he's present. He's in the present now. And he's around it all the time. And you know, people who go see the Top Cats are buying him shots all the time. And he just, you know, puts them on the side and gives them to the band. So I think that's very admirable. So I hope it resonated with some of you, gave reassurance to those of you who have been through it, and maybe resonated with some of you who realize that, you know, you're asking questions about your own drinking. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So I know that Uptown New Orleans is buzzing right now because Tulane plays in a nationally televised game on ESPN tonight at 6:30 at Yeoman Stadium. They take on East Carolina. And I think if Tulane wins and is impressive in this victory, I think Tulane might get into the top 25. I'm hoping that for the Green Wave, and I'm hoping they do really, really well. I hope the game is sold out. It should be. You know, it's not that big of a stadium, and Tulane is doing a great job putting a really good team on the field. And there was a time when Tulane was so lame, there wasn't any reason to go to the games. Well, there's plenty of reasons to go to games now. Tulane's got a good team. They've got a good quarterback, and I love these running quarterbacks, and he's one of the running quarterbacks. All right, let's go to Jimmy and Greta. Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Yeah, I was actually just looking at the tickets on the secondary market for that game there. You can go to the Tulane game tonight, Scoot, for $3. Very cheap. A Saints ticket Sunday are a little higher, mainly because the Patriots are a draw, but yeah, I mean, $3, Tulane's on ESPN tonight at home. And, yeah, it's a good opportunity. I think they're so cheap because it's a Thursday night. But, look, the reason I called, the continuation of the story on Spinal Tap 2, I know you were an extra in the movie. The movie came out. I'm not sure if you saw yourself in the movie yet or not.
No, I haven't been able to see it yet. I ran into a couple the other day, and they said we saw the movie, but we didn't see you. It doesn't mean I'm not in it, but I haven't had a chance to see it yet. And, you know, there's a good chance that I ended up on the cutting room floor. But it was fun being an extra anyway.
Yeah, well, listen, if you or anybody else out there is big Spinal Tap 2 fans, I don't know if you saw this or not, but 60 Minutes did a special. Leslie Stahl interviewed Rob Reiner this past week, this past Sunday on 60 Minutes. You could find that clip about Spinal Tap 2 on YouTube, and also an update on the Gumbo Festival. You know, they didn't have it the last couple years in Bridge City, but now it's been moved to Westwego, and it's this weekend. Rock Show NOLA is doing the Journey tribute Saturday night in Westwego. I think the church that the Bridge City Gumbo Fest used to be at was sold. So now they found a new location. So yes, Gumbo Fest is this weekend on the West Bank, and that band Rock Show NOLA, the Journey tribute, is going to be headlining that Saturday night. But
that's,
yeah,
good.
Check out that 60 minute interview. Just type in Spinal Tap 2 60 minutes and you'll see that clip. It's really interesting. It shows a lot of footage at UNO backstage. Leslie Stahl at UNO Lakefront Arena talking to Rob Reiner. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to look for that. Hey, Jimmy, I hope you got the word that I came by the oyster booth. Oh, Jimmy hung up. Yeah, I went by the oyster booth Saturday and I asked for Jimmy, and he wasn't there Saturday, but I was there at Gretna Fest. You know, I really like the way they have they've moved the riverfront stage at Gretna Fest. They've kind of moved it off to the side. I mean, it's still you know, you can still get right in front of it. It's not like it's being hidden. But what they've done is on that side of the levee, on the river side of the levee, they have put a lot of food vendors, food and beverage vendors have been on the other side of the levee right there with the Riverfront Stadium, and I mean Riverfront Stage. And I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. Let's go to Brent, who's offshore. Hey, Brent, you're on WWL. Hello, Brent. Brent, are you with us?
He did say he was offshore, so
yeah, maybe there's a canal. I hope the rig didn't fall into the Gulf. All right, let's go to Slim. Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Slim. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you taking care of yourself, Slim?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. You've been doing everything right. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. How do you like the weather?
It's okay. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. It's going to cool off a little bit over the weekend. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Y'all need to have Krista Coleman on the show, too. Krista Coleman.
Coleman. Coleman's on the show. Coleman is quite often is my studio producer. But he's not here today.
Krista Coleman from Fox 8.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You need to have Krista Coleman from Fox 8.
You're talking about another person. Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not sure who you're talking about, Slim.
Krista Coleman. Krista Coleman from Fox 8. Krista
okay.
Coleman.
Is that a reporter?
A special reporter from Foxy. Yeah,
she's a reporter. No, I'm not really that familiar with her, Slim. But you've been watching her?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Slim, I got to get to another call. I want to tell you that I appreciate the call, and I always want you to take care of yourself, and you call us anytime, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Slim. All right. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go back to Brent, who's offshore. Hey, Brent.
Hey, I had a drinking problem, you know, and I lost my business, and thank God, you know, I was able to bounce back, and you hit the nail on the head, Scoot. I'm from down here in Galliano. I just want to say my condolences to everything that's going on at WDSU and the weather department, because we depend on them for what's going on. Nobody's guilty until they're proven, and I want to just say I'm not biased on this whole thing, but drinking could have been that problem. You know, you don't want to bitch yourself in this position. He's a brother of yours. He's a professional. I was in radio down here in Galliano, not the big shots up the road like you guys, but we had radios, and when we had concerts here with Bobby Hebert. So I understand, Mike D'Attilia, you guys are professionals, but what has to happen sometimes, even good priest, bad priest, there's people that alcohol doesn't mean he's a bad person or his girlfriend was a bad person. But I just want to say to the families out there, I'm so sorry that alcohol probably had something to do with it. And so amazing that, Scoot, you had the balls to come out, because most people from New Orleans are pussies. Now, you have balls, but you guys up there, you're preppy Cajuns. Y'all are pussies.
Yeah,
you're
all right,
man.
All right, Brent. Look, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you got your drinking situation under control. And we're not supposed to say some of you heard that, but we apologize for that. But sometimes, people just, I love that they feel like they're in a relaxed conversation with me, and they can say whatever they want. But if you heard a few of the words that we don't really allow on the air, we apologize for that. But we try to block it out in a lot of situations. So look, one in five high school students claim to have had a romantic relationship with AI, artificial intelligence. Do you know you can talk to AI? I'm going to try to demonstrate this on the phone when we come back. I'm not tech savvy, but I think I've got this set up on my phone, and I'm going to try to demonstrate this for you. It just seems crazy that people could have this emotional relationship with technology. And there's nothing tangible to touch. I mean, we're not talking about some kind of like artificial doll or anything like that. We're talking about intangible technology. And there are people who are alone, and they actually develop a bond with technology. So I'm going to try to demonstrate this on the air. And it's amazing what you can talk to AI about. But if you really pay attention, you really understand that AI really isn't telling you that much. And there are ways to tell the difference. And I'm glad about this. There are ways to tell the difference between reality and AI. So I'm going to try to demonstrate this when we come back. And yeah, Uptown New Orleans has got to be buzzing. Good luck to Tulane tonight. And then LSU has a big game. South Carolina, the Gamecocks at Tiger Stadium Sunday night. And the Saints Sunday afternoon, a big game against the Patriots. And, you know, we've talked about how the Saints deal with losses. The big question this week is, how will the Saints deal with a win? Do they gain confidence, and do they build from this point, or do they go, hey, we won, you know, we're great, we're in the dome, we're going to win this game? If they have that attitude, they're going to get their butts kicked. And you and I have seen that, and that's what's frustrating about the Saints. But let's hope, and there's reason for hope, let's hope that under Kellen Moore, let's hope with this new environment, this first team that is truly a post-Sean Payton, Drew Brees team, let's hope that there is new resolve here to build on wins. And I think the Saints are going to do that. I think they're going to do it Sunday in the Dome. So we'll be talking more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. So I heard last night that Gene Simmons of Kiss passed out while driving on Pacific Coast Highway and got into a car crash. I haven't heard much about it, but we'll try to find out more about this. Hope he's okay. Yeah, because you don't, you know, not everybody just, you know, you just don't pass out behind the wheel, but, you know, things can happen. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back hopefully with a demonstration of AI on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, I'm still trying to figure out this this AI demonstration here. I'm going to try to do that in just a moment. On the scoot on the year calendar, happy birthday today to John Entwistle. Unfortunately, he's dead and not here to celebrate. John Entwistle, bass player of The Who, would be 81 years old today. He was found dead in the Las Vegas hotel room in 2002 after a night of drinking and doing cocaine with a female companion, and just another example of drug and alcohol abuse that, you know, killed somebody who was really cool. And, you know, you get to a certain age. I mean, you shouldn't do it at any age, but you get to a certain age and you just can't do that stuff anymore. It's going to kill you. So if you're still doing it, I hope you quit. All right, listen, we got to talk to Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. What a pick he had last week. Kevin, it's great to have you back. You killed it with the pick of the Denver Broncos.
Listen, the whole world was on Philly Scoot like it was stealing.
Yeah.
Okay, they saw, oh my God, lane 3.5, 4 with Philly. I'm going to jump all over it. I told you on air to all your listeners, don't be surprised if Denver wins the game outright. They went for the 2. They won the game outright, 18-17. Great win. But Scoot, let me tell you something. It's all about tonight's matchup. You know I'm the king of Thursday night. I'm documented 16-4 dating back to last season. And folks, hear me out. I love this game tonight. Do not attempt to play this game on your own. You're going to lose. All the listeners out there that are listening right now on Scoot's radio show, listen, I am giving you tonight's wager, Philly Giants, absolutely free, and plus you'll get my best bet in college football absolutely free. All you need to do is call right now, 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's matchup, Eagles Giants absolutely free. And let's face it, Scoot, you know and I know, if you do the research, 98% of people out there lose in sports wagering. Only 2% make money, and I'm in the top 1% of that 2%. And you want to know why I'm different, Scoot? I'll tell you why. Because I treat it like a business. Folks, stop betting the parlays. Stop betting the teaser. Stop taking all these fantasy bets and who scores the first touchdowns. Those are all sucker bets. You have to bet less games, more money. That's treating it like a business, Scoot. Tonight's game, I love this game. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm not going to lose it. I'm giving you the information for free. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
Yeah, so Kevin is like turning outcomes into incomes, and he really does treat this like a business. And I love that you point out the mistakes that a lot of people make. You know, they make ridiculous bets and hope to make money, but, you know, you really show them. And this is for the people who really want to treat this like a business and make money.
Yeah, I'm looking for serious players, Scoot. Let's face it. People, if you're out there and you're betting these 5-teamers for, you know, a 10-teamer to win 20, 30,000, you're better off taking your money and playing a lottery. You could win millions. That's the kind of chance you have of winning these crazy parlays. Listen to me, folks. Tonight's matchup, Eagles, Giants, I love this game. Stop what you're doing and give me a call. I'm going to give you the information for free. If you don't believe me, my picks on the air should speak to them for themselves. Last week, I told you Denver. Don't be surprised if they win the game outright. And that was just a free pick on my personal information. Trust me, the information that I get from my sources around the country, this game tonight, in my opinion, is going to be over by halftime. You give me a call right now at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Not only did I save Scoot, if you remember, like Denver, I made a quick bet yesterday, a quick analyze on a game last week. Do you remember what other game I gave you on air?
New Orleans,
-2.
That's right, you did.
I said, make it real quick. I think New Orleans is a great play for your listeners last week. So that's 2 winners I gave on the air, which is my own personal opinion. And not only that, I'm going to give them another winner. How's that, Scoot?
Go ahead, love it.
All right. Let's look at this game. Now, everybody watched one of the biggest debacles ever in an NFL football game, which Tennessee versus Arizona. If you watch that game, and if you had them in a survivor pool or teasers or wherever you bet that game and had Arizona, you took one of the worst beats in NFL history of me watching football. A fumble at the goal line, celebrating before he even crossed it. An interception for a touchdown. An interception, fumble, recovered by the offense, kicked the game-winning field goal. You can't make that up, Scoot. But now they're going on the road, Tennessee, to play at Vegas. And Vegas has not won a game or covered a game since week one when they beat New England. Geno Smith leads the league in interceptions. Throw all that out, folks. Last week, Arizona rushed for 168 yards. If you got Genty on your team this week, he's going to destroy this Tennessee team. The line opened up at 6. It's now down to 4. Give me the Raiders all week long. I love this line. It's a gift at -4. Dating back to last season, Tennessee is 4-18 straight up and against the spread. They're 0-5 on the road after an away game, and they're 1-6 against the spread when coming off an NFC road contest. Folks, I don't care how bad Geno is. He leads the league in every worst category. They're going to hand his ball off 50 times. He's going to rush for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. Vegas covers this game easily 4. But, folks, it's all about tonight. Trust me what I'm telling you. Give me a call right now. You get tonight's game, Giants-Eagles, absolutely free. You have nothing to lose, folks, everything to gain. I'm giving you the information for free. I'm going to help you out tomorrow. My phone should be blowing up from everybody out there listening right now if they want to make money and treat this like a business. Go to thesportsbrokers.com. You can opt in. You could buy picks, but call right now, 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's matchup, Giants, Eagles, absolutely free on me. And I don't know what else to do, Scoot. I can't make people call. If they don't like money, they shouldn't pick up the phone, bottom line.
I honestly thought that, you know, a lot of people thought you were crazy last week picking the Broncos over the Eagles, thinking the Eagles are gonna bounce back and they're going to win this game. And you did say that you thought the Broncos were probably going to win outright. So go ahead and take the Broncos and the points. And you were right, the Broncos won outright.
They sure did. That's just my own personal opinion. Listen, you want to hear something crazy? Listen to this. A $500 player, Scoot, who's been with me since week one, is up $6,500. Wow. A $1,000 player since week one is up $13,000. I'm up 13 units, people, above $500. That is unheard of. 24-11. That's a little over 70%. I'm telling you, folks, nobody. I am the king of Thursday Night Football, documented 16-4 since last year. You need to pick up the phone right now if you want to make money. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
All right, Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. I mean, you're killing it. Now, look, I mean, nobody's perfect. You're human. You're 16-4 dating back to last season on Thursday Night Football. But, you know, those are damn good odds, and you're doing really well. And if people, like, stick with you over time, I can't believe people are making that much money with that amount of investment. That's incredible.
Well, you know what? It's a marathon. It's not a race. Yeah. Less games, more money. That's how you treat it like a business, Scoot. Everything else is gambling. Yeah. If you're looking to get rich quick, folks, don't even pick up the phone and call me. Over the long haul, I promise you, if you call right now and you're playing a decent amount of money, by the time Christmas comes, I could have you up a fortune. You'll have the best holiday ever.
All right, cool. The number is 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. And the website is thesportsbrokers.com. Kevin, love you. Talk to you next week.
All right, my man. Thank you.
All right. So he's going to have a pick for you. Philadelphia and the New York Giants tonight. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1962. Britain's BBC banned this song by Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash, banned the song. It wasn't obscene. It wasn't controversial. It was about a party with some monsters. It was the Monster Mash. But they banned it under the regulation that prohibited the broadcast of anything deemed offensive. It doesn't make any sense, but again, this was the BBC. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, the Ohio State University Marching Band played Hang On Sloopy for the first time when their football team took on Illinois. It became an Ohio State favorite. In 1985, they designated it as the Song of Ohio. Guess who Ohio State plays Saturday morning at 11 a.m.? 17th ranked Illinois at Illinois. Number one Ohio State, 17th ranked Illinois at Illinois, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. And on this day in 1965, the Ohio State band played Hang On Sloopy for the first time, and it became an official song. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you are with us. Really nice Thursday afternoon, waiting for that cooler weather to get here. Supposed to be here this morning, but it's been delayed a little bit. Let's go to Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Irvin.
Hey. Yeah, we're going to be enjoying the weekend. We're going to get a little fall for a change here.
Yeah, you're especially feel it in Hammond. You'll feel it more than we'll feel it on the South Shore.
Yeah, a few degrees. Any rising media music star approaching a 27th birthday should take care and be forewarned that they not join the famous 27 Club.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the age 27, but it seems like in the life of rock stars, there's something going on at that point in your life about 20s, and a couple of rock stars have missed it, you know, by just a year. They've died in interesting ways, missed it by just a year, but just there seems to be just a lot of just drug and alcohol abuse around the age of 27 that's killed a lot of people.
Well, here's a list of the 27 Club. Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Brian Jones, for you younger folks, a founding member of the Stones, Amy Warehouse, Kurt Cobain, Alan Wilson, a member of Canned Heat, and Mr. McCurran, a member of the Grateful Dead. Now, a little bit of irony, the 27 Club became famous because of Kurt Cobain, but the irony was between 69 and 71, Skeet, and you remember this era, this cluster, between those 2 years, Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison all died at 27 in that two-year period. I'll give it to you.
No, that's right. And going back a little further, a guitar player who allegedly sold his soul to the devil in the Mississippi Delta, Robert Johnson, also died at the age of 27. There's a lot of rumors about his death, and I believe that he was killed by a jealous husband because he was he loved the ladies, and he got around, and he may have been killed, but he was also into to a lot of alcohol. Irvin, I appreciate the call. Yeah, if you're a rocker and you're a musician becoming popular, you're 27 years old, you got to be careful. Hey, I want to apologize because there are a few things that we did not get to today. One of them is some of the little known facts about Gilligan's Island. I watched this video the other night at my desk at home, and I found out all these interesting facts about Gilligan's Island. So we're going to share that with you tomorrow on Free for All Friday. Also, I could not figure out my phone here. Plus, we're kind of running out of time. But I wanted to do a demonstration, a live demonstration of artificial intelligence on the air, and how you can talk to AI and it talks back to you. And we'll also talk a little bit more about the 1 in 5 high school students who have had a romantic relationship with AI. It sounds strange, but I guess they feel kind of alone. AI talks to them. There's some really nice female voices there, nice male voices. And when they feel like they're getting attention because AI does talk back to you. And again, I'm sorry I didn't get to do this today, but we're definitely going to do it tomorrow on Free for All Friday. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm going to get this set up and we'll do it tomorrow. But I want to demonstrate how it might be possible for somebody to feel like they're having an ongoing conversation with AI. But you know, if you really pay attention to AI, and I will ask AI about the Saints-Patriots game this weekend, and if you listen carefully, you realize that AI really doesn't tell you anything. But yet, you know, you can have a conversation with them. You can talk to AI, and AI responds to you. So we'll have that demonstration on the show tomorrow afternoon. Also, on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1969, the Carpenters released their debut album, Offering, and the first hit of the Carpenters was a cover of the Beatles song, Ticket to Ride. This was their first hit. It only made it to 54 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, but Close to You and We've Only Just Begun came along a little later. But this was the Carpenters' first hit, a cover of Ticket to Ride. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show here on WWL. All right, weekend kickoff with Mike and Steve live from the Treasure Chest Casino. You'll find them in the bar grill area right there. Go by and see them. They'll have a lot to talk about this afternoon, and Tulane's getting ready to take on East Carolina in a nationally televised game from Mulemann Stadium here in New Orleans. All right, tomorrow's Free for All Friday. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Ian Ozan, Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.